How did you get one?
I got a call on Monday from Mike Bloom. My agent called me Monday morning because they had called him, said that they wanted to bring me in, and I was actually supposed to head to Cincinnati that day, so they wanted to stop me before I took off, and so I didn't have to fly back to sign. So
pretty shocked.
Yeah, actually, I was really shocked. I mean, I never really thought that anything like this would happen. You know, obviously, in light of Todd's situation, it wasn't impossible. You know, I didn't think it was likely, but now I'm glad it did happen.
Not to talk too much about Todd, but when that incident did break, did you think there might be an opening coming here?
There's always, you never know what's going to happen. There's always anything can happen. There's always a chance, and obviously when it happened, I felt bad for him, but I also was being a little selfish and thinking maybe now my name will pop up in there and they'll think about bringing me back.
So where did you try out? What team tag you in
with? Tennessee, New England, Indianapolis, Seattle. Was headed to Cincinnati. I mean, it was quite a few teams.
Was there any indication that any of them were going to pick you up?
After the season? There's a possibility. I don't know. You never know what they're thinking. Every single time they bring in guys, they bring in me, Dirk Johnson, Josh Miller, a bunch of guys that are veterans that are proven. So anytime they bring in guys like that, you'd have to assume that they're, at least one or two moves away from making a change.
Were you guys in often on the same day?
Yeah, we'd all go in the same day. It was actually it was pretty funny. It was kind of like a drama. Like, we'd all see each other, and every single week we'd see each other, and it was just cool to get to know those guys, and you see them every time. It was just fun. I actually enjoyed it a lot.
It's like a reality show.
What Josh said. He said it should be a reality show. They film us talking trash about each other, and so.
Now, have you been hanging around Denver area, or did you go back to Arizona? What did you do in the intro?
I'm living in Denver. I stayed here because I just really like the city, and I pretty much decided that I was going to stay here for a while, either if I was playing with Denver or someone else. But I'm just glad it worked out.
Now, what are they looking at? They're looking at this. These two games plus the off season, and then you battling for the job next summer.
Yeah, you're always battling for a job, so I'd assume they'd bring someone in for competition, and we just battle out, and best man will win.
The brief stay in Cleveland, was that good for you, or ultimately just frustrating?
It was
so limited in what you were able to do.
Well, I mean, it's never an ideal situation going and being a sub, because you're just there for a few weeks, and it's not you're not there to stay, so you never really can get comfortable. It was a little frustrating, but I'm glad I did experience it, because it was a learning experience, and it's good to be back where I belong. So.
Were you surprised, Paul, to get the call now?
Yeah, definitely. I definitely didn't know or think that they were going to call. It was when my agent called me that morning, and in light of Todd's situation, I saw his name, and I was like, well, maybe, it might be Denver telling them that they want to pick me up. And he said, how does it feel to be a punter in the NFL? And I was like, you're crazy. And he goes, nope, Denver just signed you. So he's like, get your stuff ready. You got a report. So that was definitely a good day for me. I had a good day Monday. I had fun. So.
And now you get two games. Of course, signed for next year. But these two games got to be pretty big for you.
Yeah, I'm just glad to be back out there. I mean, I'm just going to go out there and do my thing. I mean, it's been a long time sitting at home and just waiting for the call. And now that finally comes, I'm excited to get back out there and play with, my teammates and get a couple wins.
Tell me what that's like, because, you feel like you're a punter in the NFL, mm-hmm. but the bottom line is, unless you're on a team, you're really not a punter in the NFL, so that's going to be pretty tough.
It is tough, because, it's funny, because everybody's like, well, what are you going to do now? Where are you going to go? What are you going to work? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, I'm going to stay ready to play. I got to keep practicing, keep working out. And it's just, people don't understand that this is just kind of part of the process of being a punter. I don't know any punter that really hasn't gone through this. Maybe Jason hasn't, because he's one of the few that actually get drafted out of college and actually stick with the team his whole career. It's tough, but it was a good experience. I'm glad I got time to reflect and look back on everything and realize how important it is.
Where did you work out in the interim? Did you work out like in a park or something like that? Or?
Yeah, I would just go to a park. It was in Aurora. What is the name? Murphy Park, I forgot what it's called, but I would grab cones, or at first it was just my shoes. I'd bring out a couple pairs of shoes, and I'd set them up distances, so I knew what the distance was, and just hope I was accurate on my steps. So it was interesting. If you saw me out there, you'd think I was just some little kid punting, but it was fun. I had time to do it on your own and kind of figure things out for yourself. So
Sundays came around. Were you watching the Broncos or the NFL at all, or?
Nah, I really wouldn't watch that much. I would pay attention to ESPN and follow that and just get the recap. But, there was a few games I watched when, I was interested to see how the team was doing, see how my friend, you know, because I got a lot of friends in the team. It was just, I just would check up on them, you know, not, I wouldn't, you know, check up to see how Todd was doing. I would just kind of focus on my thing and making sure, but I like to check up on my friends, you know.
How often did you work out then? You were over that part with that? Daily, pretty much?
No, 3 times a week. I mean, you can't really kick too much. I, you know, whenever I had a big day, I'd take a couple days off and then come back and kick some more. So it was,
no,
I'd
say. No shagging balls for you or anything?
No, I had 6 footballs and I'd shag them. Yeah. Kick them, walk down, kick them back. I mean, it was funny, but I enjoyed it. It was time to kind of be by yourself and kind of enjoy yourself, really.
So from that time by yourself, what did you learn about you and your career?
I learned it's just begun because, you know, I'm really thankful that I had a lot of interest in me, you know, and I do believe that if things hadn't worked out with Denver, I probably would have had a shot somewhere else. So it's reaffirming that, you know, that I do get another shot with Denver because that was really where I wanted to be because they drafted me, they brought me into this league, you know, they kind of nurtured me to look out for me, and now